Good morning, Rabbosai. Thank you for joining us this morning. Be'ezus Hashem, we will be discussing not the halachas of building a sukkah and the parameters of a sukkah itself, but the halachas of yeshivas sukkah. The main thing that I want to talk about is what's the deal with going to Hershey Park. Now, going to Hershey Park might not be a good question because Hershey Park probably has a sukkah and Six Flags has a sukkah. But let's say you found the perfect place to go where the Jews have not yet discovered it, and therefore you're not going to have long lines, and you want to go there for Chol HaMoed, and you want to claim that you're a Holeich Drachim. And we know the Gemara in Sukkah, as we'll see in a minute, says that if you're a traveler, you're Pata from a Sukkah. So therefore, if you're traveling on a random, you know, if you had the kids off during June or July, you had a few days off, you would take them to this amusement park, and you'd travel there without your living room. Obviously, you'd eat on the road, you'd eat at the park, under the, you know, just wherever you eat at the amusement park. So why should Sukkot be any different, Chol HaMoed Sukkot be any different after you're a Holeich Drachim? That's really the question I want to talk about. Are you allowed to go on Chol HaMoed trips where there's no Sukkah and be able to eat, obviously, again, not just potato chips and yogurts and apples and pears, but to eat a meal because you're a Holeich Drachim and therefore putter from the Sukkah? So the Gemara the Sugya starts, of course, with the Gemara in Sukkah Chavav Amin Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. Could join me if you have it on the screen. Tan Rabbanan. Holchei Drachim Bayom. Pter Min HaSukkah Bayom. If you are traveling, daytime traveler, so as long as you're traveling, you could continue on your way and you don't have to stop to eat in a sukkah. You continue traveling uninterrupted and eat your sandwich while you're walking, driving, riding your donkey, etc. V'chayavim b'layla, but since anyway you're not traveling at night, so at night you have a regular chiyuv sukkah. The inverse, holchei drachim b'layla, p'turim min ha-sukkah b'layla, v'chayavim b'yom. That's the inverse. What about somebody who is in a big rush and he travels both during night and day? That doesn't mean he's not sleeping. It means he's going to stop to sleep, but only because he has to stop to sleep because he needs energy for the next day to continue his traveling. So then, p'turim min ha-sukkah b'yom 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 b'layla. Why? Because he's a holchei drachim. Let's look at what Rashi says. Holchei drachim p'turim bayom p'turim. Where does this p'tur of holich drachim come from? So Rashi says, "Dichsiv basukas teshu." The Torah says, "Basukas teshu." And we make the drasha teshu ke'ein taduru. You have to live in the sukkah. Ke'ein yishivas beisa. The same way you live in your house. And now Rashi explains very beautifully. Kishem shekol hashana enu nimna mileches b'derech schor. All year long, if you have to go on a business trip, for example. So you're going to go on a business trip. You're not going to say, oh, I can't go on a business trip. I don't have my kitchen and my living room with me. So too, why should that be any different on Chol HaMoed? Kach kol yomos ha-chag she'enu yom tov. Lo hitzricho ha-kosev limnoa. He says she'enu yom tov, because on yom tov, anyway, you're not traveling. You're not allowed to travel on yom tov. There's an isur of tchum on yom tov. But if it's not yom tov, it's Chol HaMoed, so you can go on the same kind of business trips that you go on during the Chol HaMoed like you go on during the year. And you're not going to stay home on a Tuesday in the middle of, you know, February because you don't have a living room and a kitchen with you. You're going to go wherever you go and eat on the road. So Chol HaMoed should be no different. While we're here, that's really all we need for our sugya. But while we're here, we're going to do one more line of the Gemara because it's going to come up later. There's another p'tur besides Holeich Drachim, someone who's a traveler. Let's say you're not a traveler, but you have a very specific mission that you're on. Holchin l'dvar mitzvah. P'turim bein b'yom bein b'layla. Ki hadar chisav rabba bar avhuna. Ki havu aile b'shabata derag l'beirish gelusa. They were traveling. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're going, you know, you get a call from Achiezer. They need a minion at this Beis HaKvaris, you know, on Chol HaMoed, you know, an hour and a half away. And so it's going to be an hour and a half away. You're going to have to do the kvura for an hour and then an hour and a half back somewhere in New Jersey, way out on Long Island. And you're going to be out for 4 or 5 hours. So you want to take a sandwich with you. So you're a holich l'dvar mitzvah, right? Theoretically. So could you eat lunch? Could you eat your sandwich while you're driving or when you leave the Beis HaKvaros or something like that? So the example, of course, is a much happier example that the Gemara gives. They're going to visit their Rebbe, the Mekabel Panim for the Reish Galusa. And Havu Arak, Ganu Arak Sadusura. Ganu has slept. On the rocks of the Sura, on the banks of the Sura River, and that's where they camped out for the night. They didn't have to find themselves a sukkah to sleep in. They just had they slept under the stars. Why? Because they claimed, Amrei Anan Shlichei Mitzvah Anan Upturin. Okay, that's the Gemara that you're familiar with, the Ptur both of Holochei Drachim as well as the Ptur of Shluchei Mitzvah. Now, let's see a beautiful tshuva from Moshe, where he discusses our question. That's the goal for today. We're going to go through this tshuva from Moshe, then we're going to go through another tshuva from Moshe, and we'll tweak some things, and we'll analyze if we agree with Moshe, if we don't agree with Moshe. Here it goes. Asks Moshe, "Imutar latzeis the tainug bialma l'makom shlo yihya lo sukkah." I have a friend who's a rav of a shul, and he became the rav on, I guess, Rosh Hashanah time. And that first sukkah, his shul had a trip planned for the shul. The whole shul was going on a trip. And the shul's trip was to some hike, it was in Eretz Yisrael, some hike in some, I don't know, beautiful mid, you know, I don't know, if it was in the desert somewhere, some nachal, that they were going to take the whole shul on this hike, on this trip. And he understood that this hike or this trip doesn't have, there's no sukkahs there. And he said, how could a shul take the tzibur on a trip where there's no sukkah? So he went, I believe he went, I don't know if he went on sukkahs or before sukkahs, to that place where they were going to go on the hike. And he built a sukkah there so that, you know, as the rabbi of the community, it's going on, he didn't want to, you know, start with the board and say, no, I'm going to cancel the trip. That wasn't, you know, his style. Certainly not smart for the first interaction with the rabbis, that the rabbi is coming to cancel the shul's trip. Not a good move. So he and his family worked hard, and they built a sukkah in this makom nidach, wherever it might have been, this nachal, who knows what. And when the tzibur got there, they saw the rabbi's sukkah was there waiting for them. So the question is that really obligatory, or is that just a very smart political move for a greeny rabbi, a new-fledged rabbi? That's the question. So that's the question. Imotav latzei sa tainug be'alma, l'malkom shlo yesaka. Says Ramosha in quite clear terms, mistaber lani yistayeti sha'asr. You can't, if you plan on, again, if you're just going to go to Hershey Park or go to, you know, Great Six Flags, Great Adventure, again, they have sukkahs in these places. But if you go to some amusement park and there's no sukkah there, again, you want to have your potato chips and your yogurt and your applesauce. We're not talking about that. We want to know, could you have a sandwich? Could you eat a Danish? Says Ramosha, no. Why? So here he says something important. This is going to be the punchline of the shiur, and then we're just going to analyze it for the rest of the time. The holchei drachim, the heter of holchei drachim, the isa besukah chafav that we just saw, that's kishhu ledvar harishus shepturin al kolponim bayom. When do we say, again, we're not talking about holchei mitzvah, we're talking about a holchei drachim. You remember the gemara that we saw, there were two parts? When you're going for a holchei mitzvah, that has a ptur, like to do, you know, kvura, there of course you have the ptur. But even the first gemara was holchei drachim, that's not for a mitzvah. There, says Rav Moshe, that ptur is only, as I underlined, kishaholchen lemichschar v'chayotzei, and for example, shehu tzorech mamish. It's only when you have a real need to go to that place. Meaning, if you have a business trip scheduled, you don't have to change your business trip, your chol moed business trip, because there's no sukkah in that place. That's a fair situation to eat outside the sukkah. But just because you want to go to, you know, this amusement park because there's a shorter line, or you like the rides there, and you don't want to go to Great Adventure where they do have a sukkah, you wanted to go to the Intrepid where they don't have a sukkah instead of going to, I don't know, Prospect Park where they do have a sukkah. You want to go here because you don't have to go. This is what you want. You can't. That doesn't exempt you from a sukkah. The heter of holchei drachim is only for something like mischar. If we could go back, and now you understand why I underlined Rashi. Rashi hinted this to us. Rashi said, when he says that there's a heter of holchei drachim, what did Rashi specify? Rashi specified, you have a heter of teishu kein taduru, kishem shekol hashana eino nimna. Rashi doesn't say to go on a trip. Rashi specifies, just like all year long, you go on trips for business. Why did Rashi add for business? Because Rashi's, I think this is where Ramosha is getting it from. Ramosha sees in Rashi that when you're going on a business trip, something that you have to do, something that's fundamentally necessary, and there's a big need to go, even though there's no chiyuv, mitzat ha-mitzvah, it's not a whole chiyuv l'dvar mitzvah, it's something that's optional because, I mean, you could take the loss, you could not make the money. Okay, so you won't have make as much money this year. It's also, you know, for Torah and mitzvahs, I don't work on Shabbos, and I don't go on business trips, a chol hamoed, because I don't want to eat outside of a sukkah. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to. You're potter from eating in a sukkah because you're going on a business trip. That's what Rashi says. Bederach Sechara. Says with Moshe, only if it's something on that threshold of need, like Derech Sechara. And he's going to explain himself. He'll explain himself in the next paragraph. Aval Tiyul. You just want to go on a trip. L'tainuk ba'oma gishmaka fun chal moy trip. She'en l'zashum tzorech. It doesn't have need. Ain't no klum. Just because b'shebishvil ta'avasa v'hanaso hayotz mi beso. If you just want to go, you want to do something, you have a taiva to do something, that doesn't make you a holchei drachim to make you pater. And now he's going to prove it. He's going to prove this concept again. The Gemara seems to say that if you're a traveler, you're pater. Moshe says it doesn't just mean you're a traveler, it's only if you're a traveler for a need, like a business trip. And I'll prove it that just traveling itself, because you want to, doesn't meet the threshold of being pater for sukkah. I want you to look into this. Let's say you like sleeping in your backyard under the stars, right? I have a porch on my second floor. It's nice and quiet outside. The weather's good. I want to sleep outside under the stars. Sheesh. I like it more than in my house. Hachi poter misukah mishum shemi beisa yetsi b'shvil zeh. I leave my house all the time to go sleep on my porch. So that's what I enjoy doing. So should I be able to say that also, since I do that all year long, I should be able to do it on Sukkot? Why do you need a holchei drachim? Anyone who likes to sleep outside should have the heter to sleep outside. Imkain, listen to this incredible diak. If that would be the case, you'll say, okay, maybe that's true. No, that can't be, because look at this diak, what he's about to say. Imkain, lama amarava, Mitzta'er potter min hasukah. Listen to this incredible diak Ramosh is making. You know the Gemara of Mitzta'er potter min hasukah. Why do you say that you're potter in hasukah if you're Mitzta'er? Why don't you just say that you're potter in hasukah if you want to be somewhere else? Hey, Elo Meimar, Mishanene, Leisha Bechotze, Yosem, Yiba Bayis, Vahasukah, potter min hasukah. The only het that we have is if you're in a sukkah and you're mitztah, then you're pater from a sukkah. But if you enjoy being somewhere else more, you don't have a heter, a pater from a sukkah. If you want to eat on your front lawn, because that's where you have a little bungalow colony, everybody likes to eat in the front lawn. Everyone faces together. All the bungalows are like on a cul-de-sac. They all sit in the front lawns. They all eat together, and the kids all play in the middle, and you all eat, talking across the lawn to your next door neighbor. That's how we do it in our bungalow colony. We like doing that. But if you do that on Sukkot, just because you like it, you do it all year, so should that be mutter on Sukkot also? Then the Gemara shouldn't have said, mitztar patur min hasukah. Even if you're not mitztar, you just want to eat outside, and you like eating outside, that should be patur min hasukah. But you see that that didn't meet the threshold is mitztar. So you see that just because you want to do something, that's not called a holchei drachim. You have to have this threshold called either mitzvah or something called a holich drachim, which apparently just because you want to do it, it's for tainug and taiva b'yama, that's not sufficient. And now he brings a proof from Magen Avraham. Says Ramosha, Gam afurish b'magen Avraham, dim ein yichon lishon kol kach betuv b'sukkah. The Magen Avraham says the following. If you're not going to be able to sleep on the sukkah, I think that's true. I have a sukkah that I sleep in on my second floor. We have a sukkah downstairs for eating. On my porch upstairs, I have a sukkah for sleeping. I don't sleep as well. A plane comes overhead where we live. Or there's a cat starts fighting with another cat. Or even without rain, sometimes it's a little eerie. You wake up and you don't fall right back asleep because, you hear sounds and you see lights and... So the next day, says the Magen Avraham, you're going to be tired, and you can't do the mitzvahs properly tomorrow. Says the Magen Avraham, then you're potter from sleeping outside. You hear that? He didn't just say, you don't want to sleep outside. The Magen Avraham says, D'imein yachol lishon kol kach betu b'sukkah. V'yu yigeyim macho, you're going to be tired tomorrow, v'lo yichlu l'kayim ha-mitzvah k'ray. Then you're potter. What do you see from that? Let's say you just want to sleep late. Do you know what time the sun rises? I tell you, if you sleep outside, you're going to know. If you're just going to be wanting to sleep in tomorrow because you're off because it's Chol HaMoed and Shari has a 9 o'clock shachris during Chol HaMoed, so you want to wake up at 8:40. If you're going to be sleeping outside, you're going to be up by 6:30 in the morning. The sun, you know, by 6:30, the sun's going to be bright in your eyes. Yoser. Aser. The Magen Avraham only permitted you to exempt yourself from the sukkah if you're not going to sleep well and you're going to be tired tomorrow. But if you just want to sleep in, enjoy a good night's sleep, that's not a heter that the Magen Avraham doesn't offer that. Bishvil hanas shena yoser aser. Din zeh hu av kesha shena b'chutz tov lo yoser k'shena haliluch l'mitzah. Okay, fine. And he says, I'm going to prove to you that even when you're, even if it's better for you to sleep outside, you still don't have the heter. Because we're, what did we see? We saw the Gemara earlier of the story of Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, when they were going on their trip to visit their Rebbe, the Reish Galusa. And it said there that they slept on the banks of the river. Now, why was it mutter? It was mutter only because they were going for a dvar mitzvah. It sounds like if they just wanted to sleep on the banks of the river because it's a nice place to sleep, it wouldn't be mutter. So the fact that you enjoy something, that you enjoy sleeping on the banks of the river, under the stars, or somewhere else, is not sufficient. So just like it's not sufficient when you enjoy something to sleep somewhere else, not in the sukkah, so too, it shouldn't be a heter to, I enjoy going to the amusement park, I enjoy going on to the Intrepid, and therefore I want to exempt myself from the sukkah. That's the main thrust of Ramosha's trip. And therefore Ramosha says, you cannot go on a Chol HaMoed trip where there's no sukkah. Of course, to eat a sandwich, to eat a Danish. And now Ramosha is a different point entirely. Ramosha says, you know what? From a different angle, I think also, you shouldn't be putter from the sukkah. Because we know that, you know, nowadays we wear shirts, we wear pants, we wear undershirts. We don't wear four-cornered garments. So do you have to wear tzitzis, you know, talis katan underneath your shirt? No, of course not. It's not a four-cornered garment. I don't have any four-cornered garments. I don't have to put tzitzis on anything. But the Gemara tells us that when, you know, be'idon rischa, at a time when there'll be HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have some anger, the Gemara tells us in Menachos Daf Mem Aleph, gabeloze, ha'ne'enoshen, I say, if you don't allow yourself the opportunity to fulfill mitzvahs asay, even though you're not really obligated in it, a person could be culpable. Be idin rischa, in a moment of Hashem's anger, kishma vashkech titztiki lemifta mitzvah. If you're trying to figure out ways, you know, devious plans to exempt yourself from a mitzvah, where halachically indeed you're putter. So, why would I want to get myself out of the mitzvah of tzitzis? Because I like wearing t-shirts, not wool tzitzis. And t-shirts are more comfortable to me than wool tzitzis, four-cornered wool tzitzis. Isn't that more comfortable? Yeah, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Be'idon Rischa, that's going to be, I'm going to be in a bad state. It's going to be a little dangerous for me, Be'idon Rischa. I'm not trying, when a person doesn't wear tzitzis, they're wearing a t-shirt. So, without tzitzis. So, they're wearing it because they don't want to wear tzitzis? No, they're wearing it because the t-shirt's more comfortable. I'm not going to Hershey Park because I want to not eat in a sukkah, or the Intrepid because I want to not eat in a sukkah. I'm going to Hershey Park because I want to go to Hershey Park. I want to go to the Intrepid. It happens to be there's no sukkah, so I won't be able to. It's the same thing here, says Ramosha. When a person doesn't wear a talis katan, again, I'm not saying it's usur, it's just not wise, as Gemara Malachas tells us, because in an Eden risk, in a moment of Hashem's anger, Hashem will be angry at somebody who doesn't seize the opportunity to do a mitzvah. But you're just doing because you're more comfortable. Well, yeah. If you're avoiding a mitzvah because it's more comfortable for you, that's not what we should be looking for. And therefore, Ramosha concludes, and this is the bottom line, L'chein mistaber delelech letil ul'tainug l'makam shlek asukah aser. And this indeed is Ramosha's conclusion that you're not allowed to go to a place where there's no sukkah for your Chol HaMoed trip. That's Ramosha's tshuva. Now, the main thrust of Ramosha's tshuva is that in order to be considered a holich drachim that has the heter of the Gemara, it's only if you're going for a significant need like schora. permit me, if I may, to point out a Tosfos, and maybe a Machlokas Rishonim on this point. I want to draw your eyes to that Rashi that we looked at a few minutes ago, and then I'm going to juxtapose it to a Tosfos, who's going to be very similar, but a little different. When we saw Rashi explain to us, why is there a Ptur of Holchei Drachim? Rashi said, because Teishu Kein Taduru, just like you live in your house, and just like people normally during the year go on trips, so it's because you could go on a trip. That's just how you live. That's part of living in a house, is that you're in the house when you don't have to go on a trip. When you go on a trip, then you don't live in your house. And the Rashi added that word, Teishu Kein Yeshivas Beiso, which is Teishu Kein Taduru, Kishem Shekol Hashana Eno Nimnu Milechus B'Dereschol, just like all year long you go on a business trip. I want to show you Tosfos on that same Gemara. And Tosfos says the same words as Rashi to make the same point, but Tosfos leaves out one word. Look at this Tosfos, please. Holchei Drachim Bayom, says Tosfos, the same point as Rashi. Where do you have this heter of Holchei Drachim? Kol Zeh Nafka, this is learned out from Teishu, Kein Taduru. Kishem She'adam Bebeso, Eino Nimna, Milatzeis Lotz. Just like a person all year long doesn't hold back from going on a trip. What word did Tosfos omit? Let me see if I could show you the correct. Tosfos, they say the same exact thing, but Rashi says, Teishu Kein Taduru, just like all year long, you don't hold back from going on the road for Schara. And Tosfos says, Teishu Kein Taduru, just like all year long, you don't hold back from going on the road. He omits the word schara. I wonder if he's intentionally omitting, of course he's intentionally omitting the word schara. I'm wondering, by Tosfos omitting the word schara, he's holding that the heter of Holchei Drachim is not just when you need to go on a trip for some significant need, like for schara purposes, just you need to go on a trip, period. Even if it's not for schara purposes. And maybe, again, according to Tosfos, well, anyone who's going on a trip, if you go on trips during the year, you go to the Intrepid on a Sunday afternoon with your kids in the middle of February, it's too cold then, you go in the middle of, I don't know, March, or May, so you'll go on your kid on a trip in the middle of Chol Moed Sukkos. And Tosfos says, just like you go on trips during the year, you can go on trips on Sukkos. You don't take your house with you, your living room with you when you go to the Intrepid in May. So you don't have to take your living room or your sukkah with you when you go on Chol Moed Sukkos. Maybe, and this might be Machlokas Rashi Tosfos that I discovered, that maybe Tosfos is arguing on Rashi, and maybe Tosfos' shita would not be that you need that threshold of schora that Rashi says. That's a possibility. But again, Rav Moshe said it's Aser, and it's Aser. Fine. That's just my own addition to my own critique. I don't want to say critique of Rav Moshe's psak, but at least perhaps you could look at it another way, according to Tosfos, that you don't really need that threshold of schora. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach also talks about a similar issue in his Ma'adim Uzmanim Chelek Alasim Peites. And he's talking about a little bit of a twist. He's talking about a case where, let's say you're putter because of the sukkah. You're putter for sitting in a sukkah. Should you push yourself to sit in a sukkah anyway? So look what Rav Moshe Sternbach says. L'anias da'ayti nira l'chaura l'havi raya brura. Let's say you are going on a business trip and you're putter. Or let's say you're traveling for a mitzvah and you're putter. Or let's say you're a sick person or your mishamish is taking care of a sick person and you're really putter. Should you sit in the sukkah anyway? So Moshe Sternbach is going to have a very interesting svara. He's very creative. He's going to have an interesting proof that you don't have to be mahader to allow yourself to sit in a sukkah when you really are pater. Let me think. I'll say it outside, then we'll look at it inside. You know, and I know, that we don't sit in a sukkah when it rains. It's the Mishnah. It's the Shulchan Aruch. Chabad doesn't have that minhag. Chabad has an unusual minhag, a very, very exceptionally unusual, very weird, I'll say, you know, straight. It's very weird minhag that they sit in the sukkah, even when it's raining, for whatever reasons that they have from the Baal HaTam, from the Rebbe, against the Mishnah and against the Shulchan Aruch, but okay. But everybody else, of course, we don't sit in the sukkah when it rains. How much rain? Well, it depends, I guess, how thick your schach is and how much is dripping in. If it drips in enough that would ruin a very delicate dish, then you're putter. I have a great idea. Instead of using bamboo, which is round and has the, you know, the drips are going to come straight through, why don't you use planks about, right? You're allowed to use a plank up to 4 tefachim, so use a 12-inch plank, a 3 tefach plank. Let's say an 11-inch plank. Sort of like a 2x4 or a 1x, I'm not great, I don't know the beam numbers, 1x4 or something like that, 1x8, even better, an 8 inches long by, well, okay, 8 inches, yeah, 1x8 or 1x10, and it's going to be, you know, look at my hand if you can, we'll pick one board there, flat on the side, right, this side is flat, and take another one, also flat on the other side, put them together, and have a whole series of boards, planks, side to side to side to side. When they're flush one to the other, very little water is going to get into them. And the fact that they're so wide, there's no place for the water to go through. I have a great idea, says Rav Moshe Sternbach. Do we find any Rishonim encouraging us to use those kinds of planks, which are kosher for schach, to enable us to sit in the sukkah even when it is raining a little bit? Because you're only putter from the sukkah if enough rain comes into your sukkah that ruins your soup, your chili. Right? Because that's like a sensitive dish that even a little bit of water would ruin it. So why don't you set up yourself for success? Set yourself up for success. With a sukkah, build a sukkah mitchila where the planks that you use minimize the amount of rain that go into your sukkah, so you could have more yeshivas sukkah in where we live. Again, Eretz Yisrael is a moot point; it doesn't rain, but where we live, where it rains every sukkah, it rains at least a day or a few days. So set ourselves up for success so that we could sit in the sukkah more than we need. Let's be more chayav even when we're potter. Let's set ourselves up so we don't have to be potter. We don't see anyone saying that. Yeah, I appreciate your observation. I don't know how to respond, to be honest. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. So let's see this Moshe Sternbach sign. Lani astayti nira lechara lahavi raya brush ein mitzvah. There's no need lahadrach a mitzvah sukkah when you're indeed pater misivas ha mitzvah. If you're really putter because of Teshu Kei Taduru, like the different explanations that the different scenarios, either you're a Holchei Mitzvah or you're a Holich Turacha, meaning you're going for business, as Ramosha said. You have a business trip. You don't have to be Machmir. Why? Dilarov Poske. Im Sikech at She'en HaGasham Yardimba, Nami HaSukkah Kshera. If you put Schach, that the rain doesn't come in, you could sit in your Sukkah, that you Chaim in Sukkah. Wait a second, why? Kashal did too. We should go out of our way to build a sukkah that's nearly waterproof. Again, totally kosher. You're not banging in the schachid with nails. You're not using, anything that's going to be puzzle for schach. You should bedavka build a sukkah she'en gesham yodim ba, especially in Europe and America, where it rains during the sukkahs and you come to be mevatel the mitzvah side of these. Roy, I skipped a line. Roy, lon l'saken sheyaseh sukkim schach she'en gesham yichol leirba v'yekayim mitzvah kol achag. You could sit. Why should the first night you have to wait and wait and wait and wait for 2-3 hours? Just build a sukkah that is nearly waterproof. How do you do that? Very easily. V'hainu, don't use bamboo. Sheyase asukah b'nesarim, with planks. She'en behem dalid, less than 4 tefachim wide. Smuchim zelezem mamish, flush one to another in such a way, she'en gesham nechnasen klal, that water won't go in between the cracks of the flush planks. Why not? Why don't we do that? Why shouldn't we do that? How come we never heard of anyone's chumra like that? Al karachach muchach, she'ikra ha-mitzvah, hikad yiris arai. Ve'enu tzarech lahader lizkos ba afilu b'shas kishomem she'pad v'nadir. If you're going to be pater in a normal situation, so you don't have to go out of your way to be mechayiv yourself. She'en hider lizkos tfei b'mitzvah sukkah. You don't have to be zocha more, and that's the nature of this mitzvah, the nature of this gather. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach is talking about a case where you're really pater. I wonder if he's trying to a little bit, you know, maybe shtach the minhag of Chabad, where he's saying that we haven't seen such a. I don't know if that's his motivation, but he's saying I don't think that's his motivation. He doesn't have any hint to that either. He's just saying that if you're really pater, you don't have to be machmir on yourself. If you really, you don't have to get yourself chayev. Now, in terms of somebody going to work for a day, that's a little bit different. I'll explain what I mean. If you go to work for a day, you'll say, hey, Rav Moshe Feinstein just says that if you're going on a trip, just stam a trip isn't good enough to pat you from sukkah, because you wanted to go on a trip. But if you have to go for schora, that's already holchei drachma, and then you're pater. So you could argue, I have to go to work on chol moed. For whatever reason, that's another discussion. That's a hilchos chol moed shaila, why I'm going to work on chol moed. But I'm going to work on chol moed 2-3 days for chol moed. Why should I have to eat a potato chips? I want to eat like a mensch. Why should I have to eat potato chips and a yogurt and a pear? I'm out of the house from 8 in the morning. I don't get home till 8 o'clock at night. All I'm going to eat all day is I'm going to munch on potato chips all day and corn chips. I want to be a mensch. And I have a heter after I'm a holchid. I go to work every day and I'm away from the house. I don't take my kitchen with me, my living room with me. So I should have the heter of holchid. And especially when Moshe says it's not when you want to go, it's when you have to go because of schor. So I'm going for schor, I'm going to work. So lechora, when you go to work for a day to the Minhan, presumably based on holchei drachem and the chumra of Rav Moshe Feinstein that it's limited to schora or something that's necessary, you should be able to have the kula to be able to have a sandwich at work, right? Let's look how the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Mem Sifches, tells us the halacha that, of course, holchei drachem are pater, just like the Gemara says. Eitz Rama, and this is what I wanted to draw to your attention. Haholchim lekfarim litvach avoseihem. Let's say you own real estate and you own some farms around the neighborhood. So you live in the city and there are some farms that you own and you have to go collect the rent from the farms or from the apartments. You have some buildings, you have to go collect the rents from the buildings or you just, I don't know, people owe you money. Ve'elhem sukkabos and kfarm. So you're gonna go to the Bronx to go to your buildings to collect your rent from somewhere in the Bronx, and they don't have any sukkahs in the Bronx, in the South Bronx. Says Rav Moshe. Says Rama on the Shulchan Aruch. That's not a case that we're gonna give you so quickly the heter of holchei drachem. Why? Let's see. Yachmiru al atzman loshav lebatem b'chol laila lechol b'sukkah. Afagav diyesh lahakel. Here is proper to be machmir. If you're going, it sounds to me like on a day trip to work, it's proper, and you're going to be coming back at night, it's proper not to eat outside of the sukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to eat in a sukkah, but it's proper because you're going to come home at night. If you're going to be somewhere for 3-4 days on a business trip, well, you have to build a sukkah there. But if you're going to be somewhere just for one day and you're coming back at night, it's proper not to eat outside of the sukkah. So we just finished saying, Rav Sternbach told us that if you're pater, you're pater. You don't have to be machmir. Holchei drachem for business is indeed a case where you're pater and you don't have to be machmir. But here the Ramah seems to be telling us that it is proper to be machmir if you're just going to be out on business for, you know, for a one-day business trip. If it's a one-day business trip, that's the kind of case that you're leaving in the morning, you're coming back that night, which is like we going to work. That it's proper. I'm not saying you're chayev tina nesukka, but the Rama says explicitly that it's proper to eat in a sukkah. I mean, nowadays, if you go to Manhattan, you could find sukkahs in the middle of Manhattan all over the place. Or otherwise, it's proper not to eat a sandwich at your desk if you're going to work for in the morning and coming back that night. That's the chumrah of the Rama. Maybe it's not Mekadin. Maybe Mekadin really would be pater. But again, nowadays, you have, if it's Manhattan, you have the sukkahs. I know that usually you take your lunch at your desk, and you usually don't go to a restaurant, you don't go out during your lunch hour, but it sounds like the mother would be proper to eat in a sukkah, even if you went to work. But mikra din, you might not be obligated to. Now, the Rav Moshe was asked an interesting question, and Rav Moshe, on the same topic that we're describing, and Rav Moshe is going to give us a little bit of an interesting kula. I want to set up the situation in a way that I think might resonate. Somebody just told me that this morning that, you know, Rabbi Orlian, have a good yantiv, I'm going to Arizona. So you're going to Arizona, and you can give me the, so you're getting there Erev Sukkos, you're leaving Motzei Sukkos, and you have 2.5 days of Chol Hamoed this year, right? Because your Shabbos in the middle, so you have 3 days of Chol Hamoed. You're spending a lot of money to make it to Arizona, right? You're not going to Arizona every, you know, you've never been to Arizona, and you don't plan on going back to Arizona anytime soon. So you have 2.5 days of trips of Chol Hamoed. You want to see, you're spending $5,000 per person to be in Arizona, and you're not going to get to see Arizona? Or you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you have limited vacation days. You get there right before Sukkot, you're there till after Sukkot. You want to see Eretz Yisrael, see the beautiful land that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. You're spending thousands of dollars, so you could be, obviously, on Yontif is Yontif, Shabbos is Shabbos, you're not traveling, you're going to be in your hotel, in your family's house, and so at least Chol Hamoed, chaperein. If I don't go on the trips that I want to go, and I want to see the Galil, I want to see the Negev, I want to see the Golan, I want to see Eretz Yisrael. If I don't get a chance to see Eretz Yisrael during the 2.5 days of Chol Hamoed that I have, then I'm not saying I lost money, but you know, I spent all this money, I'm having the one trip that I haven't gone to Eretz Yisrael in 3 years, and who knows, the next time I'm going to have a chance to go and take the kids, you know, could you at least let me be a mensch and eat outside the sukkah so I could see Eretz Yisrael? We'll see right now. So that was the question that Rav Moshe was asked. Rav Moshe, in a later chelek, was asked, Imutu l'tayil b'chag ha-sukkahs, are you allowed to go on a teil on sukkahs, and therefore not have the mitzvah sukkah? Apparently, the one who asked his question was relating to the tshuva that we just read. We just read the tshuva where Moshe says that if you're going on a trip, you can't. And he says, oh, but what if you want to go on a teal? Like, a teal will be different than an amusement park? Is that the question? Moshe says, the person who asked the question, is there any difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? So Eli says, maybe he means Eretz Yisrael because, right, it's a mitzvah to go on a teal in Eretz Yisrael, right? Go hike the land and walk your Dalet Amis in Eretz Yisrael. And if you could walk Dalet Amis, you know, Ben Olam Haba, just imagine if you go on a, you know, an 8-kilometer hike in the Galil, and if you go on another, you know, 10-kilometer hike in the Negev, and you go on another 10-kilometer hike in Hare Yehuda, just imagine what a Ben Olam Haba you'll be. So maybe that there's room to be more makel, because even though Ramosha, you were machmir and you only said that trips for pleasure trips, for Chol Hamoed trips, only for business, not for just pleasure trips, Ramosha said. But maybe in Eretz Yisrael it's different. Says Ramosha, I have no idea what you're asking me. What's the difference between an Eretz Yisrael and a Chutz Laretz? Can I just take a time out? What do you see clearly Rav Moshe is assuming? You see clearly from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe does not consider the fact that you want to go on a teal in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to in, you know, the Yukon or in Great Adventures or in hiking in, you know, the Zion National Park to be, oh, I can't go in Zion National Park without a sukkah, but I could go in the Negev or the Galil without a sukkah, much as I don't know what the difference would be. There has to be some difference. Okay, maybe your difference is the following. Maybe this is what you're thinking, says Rav Moshe. Aval ulai kavanah, so maybe the questioner who asked me this question is thinking about somebody who's traveling, like the case I described. Somebody who came from Chutz La'aretz, Kevaras L'Echon Michutz La'aretz, Shabbat Zman Katz La'aretz Yisrael. He's coming to Eretz Yisrael just for a few days, right? He's there just for Sukkot. He has 2.5 days of Chol Hamoed this year. He spent thousands of dollars, so much time booking the tickets and finding the apartment. He wants to see all of Eretz Yisrael, right? Shirotzeros call Eretz Yisrael. And he only has 2.5 days to do it. Oh, Sha'ulai, look what I underlined. Etzlo hutzorech mamish. For such a person, you've plunked down $5,000 for your trip, and you've spent all this time, and you don't have so many vacation days, and this is going to be the family trip for the, you know, of a lifetime, and you're not going to be able to see all of Eretz Yisrael? That's not a taiva. That's not just a trip to Hershey Park. That's, I need it. How could I need it. Lo inyan teal v'hanavah. That's not just an inyan for a teal. I need to see it. Between the money, the energy, the expense, the emotional, how could I give it up? Oh, says Rav Moshe, if that's the case, shalachain, lezem istaber shemuter. If you're not going to be able to stay 3 days after Sukkot to extend your ticket to go on your tiulim, so for you it's a real need. If it's a real need, you're right, you're going to be pata from the sukkah. But if that's the case, I have news for you, Ramosha says. It shouldn't just be Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be Italy also. And it's going to be France also. And it's going to be Arizona also. For who loved Afka Eretz Yisrael? Sheesh ulai ga mitzvah b'zeh. Oh, so he gives us an ulai, Eli. He says, ulai, maybe there is a mitzvah to go on a teal in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe, ulai. He doesn't say yes. Maybe there is. But according to the logic that I just said, that you're going somewhere for a short time, and you need to see what there is to see, right? You're in Italy for Yontif. You're never going to be in Italy again. I mean, why in the world should you be in Italy again in the next 20 years? Ela afa nosu l'medina acheres. Sheik advarm sherotz in ha'in shilirus. You want to see what there is to see in Italy. You can't take off vacation days, more vacation days. You already took off a whole bunch. So you're going to be in Italy for Yontif, and you want to see everything you can see in Italy, and you only have 3 days. So maybe you could eat outside. So Moshe's Mekka, you could eat outside of a sukkah. Because for a person who considers it not just a, you know, like, oh, I'd love to see this and this. I need to see it. If you have that, like, drive that I need to see what there is. When I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, and I just got engaged and came back to America, so I made a stop off in England. And I had, I think, a 22-hour stopover. And I told myself, okay, I have 22 hours, I want to see all of London in 22 hours. But I also needed a night's sleep, and I had to daven Maariv and Shacharis. So I got off the plane, I found a friend, set me up at in Golders Green I went there, got there at 10 o'clock at night, found the 10 o'clock Maariv. I walked to the person who lived not far from the shul in Golders Green. I got to a 6:30 Shacharis the next morning. I was on the tube the next morning by 7:30, and I had just my carry-on bag, and I rolled myself around everywhere in London. As much, I was walking 100 miles an hour, and I was just from place to place to place to place. I just wanted to see all of England, all of London. I had about 6 hours till I had to get back to the back to Heathrow for my flight back. What? Nah, the buses are terrible. The buses are a waste of money. You don't see anything. You can't see. You could walk faster than the buses. The buses are terrible. I was the guy. I was the Malach HaMavis. I was the Satan. I was the Yitzhahara. I was the guy, and I was the driver. I was I pulled it back. But I felt it. I felt like Guru Moshe is describing. Like, I have 6 hours. I have to see all of London. So if you have that kind of personality or attitude, whatever it is, so Guru Moshe says, yeah. You're putter from Sukkah. If you're plunking down all that money, who's going to go back to, you know, tour London? It happens to be, I went with my family on a trip. We did the same thing, but with the whole family. Went to Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, and we had a stopover. It was cheaper to take a stopover. We stopped over in London, and we did the exact same thing. We landed in the morning, and we had to get back to the airport that night, and we did the exact same thing. We took the kids running from place to place. Well, we didn't run as fast as I did, but... Yes, I did get to see it a second time. So Rav Moshe says that if you have this need that you want to see everything you have to, that there is to see, downstairs. I'll give you a heter to not be. I'll give you a heter to not have to eat in a sukkah. Fascinating kula for Rav Moshe, and he gives you that kula not just in Eretz Yisrael, where ula yesh mitzvah to be b'tayel, even in other countries where you have that need. Of course, he says if you could take vacation, extend your vacation, take 3 days after Sukkah, so you don't have to go to the Chol HaMoed and eat outside of a Sukkah, just go afterwards. Fine. Now, Rabbi Binyamin Zilber in Shas Chos Az Nidbru has a similar question, same question. I just want to see how he takes this. How he deals with this question, maybe with a little bit of a difference than Rav Moshe Feinstein. So says Rabbi Yom Zilber the following. That which you're asking me about being exempt from Sukkah for being a mitayel, for going on a tiyul, yesh lo din holchei drachim. There's a heter of holchei drachim for going on a trip. However, it says in the Ramah that we read a few when we were talking about going to work for the day and coming back at night, or going to the next town to collect your debts or to collect your rent and coming back home at night, the Ramah says you should be machmir. So even when there is a heter of holchei drachim, so Rabbi Yom Zilber says, I do give you the heter for going on a trip. If you're going to a trip, like you have that. The intrepid, you have a heter. Tiratzar HaSukkah. But the Ramah says you should be machmir anyway. Shamavur, second line, sheyesh lahachmir, vim efshe lasos sukkos, tzrichem lasos. So nowadays, it's so easy to make you could buy a pop-up sukkah for $100, $150. You could buy a pop-up sukkah. U'bizmanenu, bekal efshe l'sadegam sukkahs bizmanatiyul. Right? Those of you who saw the sukkah that I built, I didn't want to spend $150 for a pop-up sukkah. We built one. We built a folding sukkah. Okay, now everybody's, you don't have to be so handy. We're not the most handy people in the world, but we built a fold-up sukkah for a person to sit in. You could take an hour or two to build that. Says Rabbi Yom Zilber, look at the third to last line. Ve'ein l'chalik ben holchei drachim l'shem mischar ostam tiyul. I don't think there's a difference between mischar, like Rav Moshe says, or stam trip. Meaning, Rabbi Yom Zilber was arguing with Rav Moshe. He's saying, I don't think you need to reach the threshold of a business trip, but not a tiyul. Maybe it's because he saw my diak in Tosfos. Tosfos says that the holchei drachim is mutter because of Teshu came to do, and you can go on a trip. He doesn't say the word l'mischar. Maybe that's where Binyamin Zilber is coming from, because of Tosus, who argued on Rashi, and says, not just for mischar, just now I'm going on a trip has the heter to eat outside of a sukkah. Okay, fine. But he does point out that he's talking about going on a hike in Eretz Israel. He says, don't think you have a heter of, you may have a heter of holchei drachim, which has the chumrah of the Ramah not to be lenient. But don't think you're a holchei l'dvar mitzvah for going on a tiyul in Eretz Yisrael. This is the last line. It's a very sharp line. That's why I want to show it to you. Second to last line. Ki mishum mitzvah yishav Eretz Yisrael ein shum din lahakir es ha'aretz. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of yishav Eretz Yisrael, going on a hike in Wadi Kelt, or going on a hike in the Negev, or going on a hike in the Galil, doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of yishav Eretz Yisrael anymore than sitting at your home or your hotel room, wherever you are, and locking the front door. You're not a bigger Mikhaim Yishuv Eretz Yisraelnik because you're taking hikes than sitting in your hotel room. Uvalom de Torah, listen to the next 5 words. Yesh bezem yishum bitzel Torah. You're worried that, I have to see Eretz Yisrael. If you know how to learn, you should learn Torah. It's bitzel Torah. I'm not saying that we're all in the Madrega, that we don't ever go on trips. If you go on trips, better go on trips in the Galil and the Negev than Rome and Provence, of course. But don't think you should be mevatel Torah because there's some great mila in going on hikes in Eretz Yisrael. That's just, the balance. Learning Torah is still much greater than going on hikes in Eretz Yisrael. That's a good perspective. Okay, that's the end of this sugya of the halachas of holchei drachim. I want to share two little halachas that are common and that are halach l'maisa. One point from the Mishnah Berurah about sukkah hopping. Let's say you're eating in a sukkah, and you go to you're in the middle of a meal, or it's on a day yontif afternoon. You're sitting in your sukkah. You ate a little bit in your sukkah. You made a lay shave on a piece of cake in your sukkah, and then you want to go visit your friend in their sukkah. So the question is, do you have to make another lay shave, or let's say you're going to the meal? During the meal, you're sitting in your meal, and sometimes you coordinate the singing with the sukkahs on your block, or the sukkahs behind your block. You coordinate the singing, so you visit them during the meal. So do you have to make another leishev if you're going to have a bite in their sukkah. Because you're really in the middle of your own yeshiva sukkah. And you continue a yeshiva sukkah. It happens to be a different sukkah, but it's the same mitzvah. So does that require a new bracha? Or are you yotzei with the bracha of the sukkah where your home sukkah where you started? That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Misha holich be'emtzes u'daso. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Lamed Tes. Misha holich be'emtzes u'daso sukkas chaveiro. So he says the Magen Avraham is of the opinion as follows. Das Magen Avraham, even if you had in mind when you were started in your sukkah, you had in mind I'm going to visit my aunt now in her sukkah on the block and a half away, or I'm going to go visit my neighbor three doors down in the middle of the meal. Das Magen Avraham, shafilu haya. Shafilu haya bedaitu b'shas bracha sheyelech be'emtza hasu'uda l'sham v'losh v'chakech mi'ad. I'm going to go visit him, you know, go shmooze with them for a few minutes in their sukkah, maybe have a bite and then come right back. The Magen Avraham says, afilu hachi tzarech levarich sham in the new sukkah, leishe basukkah, a second one. Why? The halicha have a hefsek. You going from your sukkah to the next sukkah is a hefsek in the your initial yeshiva. Valkain, if you're going to go to your friend's sukkah and have a piece of cake there and join them for dessert, you have to make, besides not getting to the brachas aspect, you have to make a new leishe basukkah. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is only the Magen Avraham's opinion, because he holds when it comes to a talis, if you're wearing a talis, and it falls, I don't remember the exact case of the cave, but something like a talis and you're mafsik, you make a bracha in your house on a talis, then you go to shul, I don't remember the exact case. He holds you have to make the bracha on a talis again. A hefsik going from here to there is considered a hefsik. But we wrote that halicha is lo hefsik. I follow fimashe kasam nisham and hilchas tzitzis, talis. Then many achronim hold halicha lo ave hefsik. If you had in mind to go to your friend's sukkah and to eat there, we hold ein tzarech levarich. And therefore, Savik brachas lahakel to machlokas. And therefore, halach lamaisa, if you're eating in your sukkah and you go to your next door neighbor's house, even if you, and you had in mind to go to your next door neighbor's house, or you didn't have whatever it is, then you shouldn't. If you had in mind, you know you were going to go to your next door neighbor's house, right? You're not even going to make a bracha on the food because you had in mind in your hamotzi, and you're going to eat dessert at your next door neighbor. We hold you're not going to make a new leishev when you go to your friend's sukkah. So that's halach lamaisa. We have a sukkah hop in our shul. Every year the kids go on a sukkah hop, and let's say the first house they go to, they get a piece of cake that's a kibetza, therefore they're going to make a leishev. So when they go to the next house, or the third house, or the fourth house, or the fifth house on their sukkah hop, even if they're going to have another, you know, piece of cake, a big chunk of cake, a kibetza of cake, they're not going to recite a new leishev basukkah. That the Magen Avraham would say, yes, but we paskas says a mishra, not like that. We will be meka on the suffix brachos and not make a new bracha. Fine. Another halacha. Let's say you're eating in your sukkah. On Chol HaMoed, you come to your sukkah, Chol HaMoed, and you just start snacking. And you're eating, you have a cake, you have your breakfast, you finished eating. And after you finished eating, you realize you had not yet, you forgot to say a leishev basukkah before you began to eat. But you're still sitting in the sukkah right now, but you're not eating anymore. So did you lose the leishev in this yeshiva? Says the Mishbra, Im shachach levarich leishev basukkah ad shehizcha lachal, yivarich achakach al ma sherotz lachal, afilu im achal kvar uberich birkas hamazon, even if you ate, you benched already, still you could say a leishev after you benched. Yachal levarich, why? Because the sitting that you're sitting after your meal, those few minutes that you're still sitting in your sukkah after your meal, that's also yeshiva min ha-mitzvah. D'me'achila ve'elech kol zman sheyoshev havei ha-kol kviyas echad. The second you're sitting down for a yeshiva that's going to have a kibetza of mezonos, that makes the entire spectrum, the entire duration of your yeshiva, a yeshiva ha-mechuyeves besukkah. So it doesn't mean that if I'm going to have a kibetza, then I have to say the leishev before I have the kibetza. You finished the kibetza. You had your meal. You benched already. But you're still sitting there, I don't know, going through your emails on your phone in your sukkah. So making a phone call in the sukkah after you finish benching, you want to learn a little bit after you finish benching, you're still allowed to make the leishev basukkah even though you finished benching, because it's all considered one long yeshivas sukkah. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes, mikol makom kol shadayin lo birach birkas hamazon, it would still be better if you didn't make, if you didn't bench yet, to try to eat a little bit more. Make the leisha when you remember, and then eat a little bit more, a little bit. It sounds like you don't have to have a whole kibetza, but have another bite or two to make your bracha. Okay, so we're going to stop here. I don't think we're going to talk about sukkah decorations that fell. That could be another discussion. And hold on.